The next part of the Gemara, just maybe before I start, just to clarify something from last year, because it's what I said is not a davar shalem. I was medayik certain things, and even if we don't have the perfect shot, we should know what the difficulty is and why, you know, we suggested what we did. What we do know, you know, should be clear, and what we don't know should be clear also. We brought the Gemara in Erevin, that the Maskanas Gemara of Rava, that this is by schach, it's by Korah, by Erevin, zevezeh kasher, chalal mavritznan, chalal sukatznan. The Rajba learns pshat that the whole shear that the Mishnah is giving by sukkah is on the chalal. That if the chalal ha-sukkah is amal michaf, then there's a problem. If the chalal is exactly chaf, that's fine. If the chalal is amal michaf, that's the problem. So how does that solve the problem that we've been dealing with? I mean, at the end of the day, there's going to be some point that the schach is where it shouldn't be. So you want to change the shear a little bit, but the shayla should be still relevant in terms of miksa schach l'mal miksa chamata. So what did Rava really do except change the shear? But why is the shayla no longer a shayla? That's the difficulty understanding the Gemara. So the Rajba learns pshat that according to what Rava is saying, the shayla doesn't start. The whole shayla of the Gemara, Miksas Lamala, Miksas Lamata, it does not start. Why? Because, says the Rajba again, won't read inside, but once you tell me that the shear of the Mishnah is given about the Chalala Sukkah, so then it really doesn't matter how much Sach you put, because it's all good. As long as the Chalala Sukkah is defined as not being a Malmichav, then whatever Sach it is and wherever it is, there's nothing to talk about, there's no problem. The problem is only defined in terms of Chalal Sukkah. So therefore, according to the Rashi, what emerges is that some of the issues that we've been dealing with, that we have to resort to a solution such as Klosh, or another solution such as what? How do you deal with Mitzdar, Schach, Pachar, Schach, Kosher? And we have to figure out, does Klosh work? Does it not work? And how do you solve the problem of Mitzdarev? Maybe it's not called schach pasel mal michav because inherently it could be lowered, or maybe if you have enough lumata, all of that is a non-issue. And the Rashi Mefurash says it that way. He says that that there's no problem with mitzdarif. That issue that Tosis and everyone is wrestling with is not a problem anymore because you can put as much schach as you want as long as chalal is not mal mies. That's what emerges from the Rashi. According to the Rashi, if you go back to our Gemara and you talk about the chutzin that are going down lemata michaf, and it says that if they're chamasa meruba, then it's pasul. So why is it pasul according to the Rashba? What? Because it's not schach, and its halal remains a halal of amal miyesim, or whatever the case may be, whatever you assume is the halal that pasuls. But the problem is solved. If you go with the Maskanas HaGemara, then it means that you have the problematic halal. It's too big. And that's all that you have to say, and there's nothing more to add, according to the Rashba. Yes,
Raf? Could it be that considered schach if it provides more shade? If it doesn't provide shade, it's not even like bichal schach, and it's absolutely nothing.
The idea is that chutzin, by definition, are not. You can make schach out of chutzin. I understand. Then it will be kosher schach, and that will be the schach. But if you have schach positioned at whatever place it is, and you have something which is, you know, tips of that, so where those tips are, that's not called the schach. It's not called the schach. The schach is not.
Provide more shade while
it technically could provide some shade, but whatever it does. In this case, if it's silasa meruba, so then the point is then it becomes part of the schach. Then the schach becomes together what's on top and the tips together. But if it's not providing shade, that's the nekuda. This that it's not called kiman de lasnai is because it's after all coming out of the schach. It's not the ikar schach. Plus, it's not providing sufficient sail, so then we disregard it. If it's providing sufficient sail, then it is part of schach, then it's all schach is here and below. But according to the Rashba, that's simply the pshat of the Gemara. And the problem was as follows. When you go to the Rush, you read the Rush here, And you would get the impression that he's saying exactly what I just said in the Rashba. The Rash presents the Gemara, when he quotes the Gemara, he seems to be going with the Gemara of Chalal Sukkah Tanan. And he asked the Kasha, I summon the Schach is above, and he says, no, but Chalal Sukkah Tanan. And then he goes on, he says, if it's not Tzilas and Beruba, Kamandu is now Dami. So therefore, you have a halal of a problem. Halal, it's too much. So if I just read this Rush in Siman Gimel by itself, and I read the Rash Ben Ervin that we read on Thursday, I would simply take the Rush and the Rash and put them in the same book. Now, why did I not want to say that? Because of the Rush on Daf Tes. The Rush on Daf Tes, this, maybe some of us have to wait for Daf Tes, but on Daf Tes, the Rush wrestles with the issue that Tosis wrestles with. What was our problem with Tosis? Tosis discusses Klosh. Tosis discusses Mitzdareth. Tosis over here, Tosis in Erevin, Tosis on Daf Tes in Sukkah. And Tosis never mentions the Maskanas HaGemara and never suggests that once we have the Maskanas HaGemara, then these Kashas don't exist. Tosis has to find solutions to the issue of Mitzdareth, and he deals with our Gemara of Hutzin, and he doesn't say, well, after the Maskanas of Gemara in Erevin, then the whole problem is not a problem here by Hutzin because Mitzdareth is not a problem because it's, you know, he doesn't say that. Tosis has to figure out a way that Maisa, you have enough Schach Lamata, that's one way to solve the problem of Mitzdareth. If you have less Schach Lamata, it's Hamasa Meruba, then the problem becomes Mitzdareth. Schach Pata, Schach Rosh. Tosis deals with Klosh. Tosis is asking Kasha based on Ravina. Okay. But what happened to the Maskanas HaGemara? Doesn't the Maskanas HaGemara change everything? According to the Rashba, it does. So why does Tosis seem to be concerned so much with how you understand the Sugya of Hutzin and why it's not a problem with Mitzdareth? And the Maskanas HaGemara takes care of everything. There's no Pasul Eschach because I have a Halal that's not Lamal Me'asim. What more do you want? And the Rush himself, on Daf Tes, does deal with those two approaches to Lamal Me'asrim in terms of the issue of Mitzdareth. So it's because of this that we suggested another way of reading Rava. And this is the best thing we can do is, we mentioned this pshat that Kimat HaChazon Ish says pshat this way in Rava, that Rava did not mean to create a new paradigm that based on that there is no consideration of Tzchach Pasul Lamal Mechaf or Lamal and that because, after all, as long as the halal is not exceeding esrim, then everything is good. It's all good. Tzchach can be adu shanayim. Doesn't matter. Rather, what Rava meant is to simply address the issue that was discussed in the Gemara before. The Gemara was challenging. How can you say klosh? There's a counter argument because ikalosh is havelah. You're going to end up with the problem of chamasim and metzilas. If I peel away the top layer, then what am I left with? Again, I have the two pshatim and what that means, but meanwhile, I'm left with a problem that right now it's chamasim and metzilas, or it will evolve into that, and therefore, how could klosh help you? But then again, the martin is back, but now I could say, ikalosh is al-karchach havelei, in other words, I can use the top to be mashlim, or to view it as if I don't have the problem lamata, even if I am separating it, but it's not totally separated. However you understand those, you know, those words of Gemara. But then if that's the case, there should be no distinction between Mavuya and Sukkah. What's the difference? Say the same thing. Shpud and Shobarzel. It becomes like it would be a strong Korah. So that's the discussion. That's the Shaka Vitarya. Comes Rav and says, look, I have a diuk from the Mishnah. Be it by Sukkah, be it by Erevin. And the diuk of the Mishnah is going to dictate that it's going to be kasha. And I'm not going to have this problem of quote unquote ikalosh's havelei. Because, why not? Well, not because I don't, kosh is not relevant, but because kosh works. But what am I being medaik? From the fact that the Mishnah is discussing the halal, the shir of the halal. So let's talk about Sukkah now. So if the shir of the Mishnah talks about the halal, that means that if the halal is not lamala me'asrim, it's kosher. before it's a mishnah. It's only possible if you're a malamith. So what does that mean? It means if the halal, the hollow space, is slightest bit, it's exactly an esr. It's not one centimeter more than esr. At that point in the height, I put the schach. The mishnah is going to be telling you that it is what? It's chash. Because it's not l'mal mi'esr. Now, schach is not going to, it's going to take a little space, a thickness to it. So every situation like that is automatically built into that case, is that you have some of the schach that's going to go above that. So how can it be machshir? The mishnah says as long as it's not l'mal mi'esrim, the halal that is, it's kash. It's only possible when the halal is l'mal mi'esrim. So if you put the schach exactly at that point, then you obviously are machshir because of klosh, because there's no other eitz. Because there's always going to be schach that's going to be miksas a bit above. Elamai, you see that it works. So from first in the mishnah that you say klosh, by sukkah, by love. It's a different way to read Rav. But now we still have to deal with the issues of mitzdarif. That's what Tosis discusses. The issue of mitzdarif, because l'maisa, it's mitzdarif, schach, b'az, chos, kosh. So Tosis says, one answer is, if I have enough l'mata of tzel, then I don't have a problem of mitzdarif. If the other answer is, it's not called schach, pasal, l'mal. But kosh is necessary. And why is kosh necessary? As we started at the beginning of the sugya, because otherwise, it's one entity of schach. And the schach has to be positioned at a certain point, then the whole schach should have to be there. So the answer is, I imagine that the bottom layer is separate from the top layer. Now, how do I know that I can do that? That's what Rav is showing you from the diuk of the case of the Mishnah. So it's not a new way to frame everything so that it's all good. No, it's that obviously kosh works. You know, this is why we still have to deal with mitzvah. Second, so just in terms of back to the Rush, you know, if the Rush holds like Tosis in this regard, then the Rush could not have been quoting the Gemara for halal like the Rashba. So then what did he mean by saying Kemad Lesnayu Dami, and what did he mean to ask? That's where it gets more difficult, more sticky. What was he asking? So the Kavanah Sana is struggling. What is he asking? The Rush starts by saying Ba'afal Gav, that some of it is Lamala. So what? But we can solve that problem. Go get Daf Tes. And he answers Chalal Sukkah Tnan. What does he want? So I don't know. You have to know. I mean, you can think about what he could mean with that. He could mean what we're saying now. It's a bit of a dochik, but it's ma'aseh kasher because the Gemara explains that the raya. It's not perfect because it sounds like that's solving it, not a simon that it's correct. But I don't know. But then what does he mean later when he says kemadu l'snayu dami? That's why I wanted to say kemadu l'snayu dami is another answer to the kasha that Tosis had. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, in other words, he wants to solve the problem of imlav pasul according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, is one of the solutions of mitzdarif and daftes, that it's not called schach pasul if it's umar micha because inherently the schach is kasher. So why not over here as well? According to the lishna basra, that is, that you can use the top shear to be mashlim, the bottom shear, the bottom part. So why isn't that going to work over here? So Tosfos had two answers. Either goes like a shakama, or it's all intertwined, and kosh won't help you. And the Rush had another answer, that if you don't have schach to begin with, you can't say kosh. That's why I learned the Rush that way. Just understand where I'm coming from. But again, somehow or other, you're going to run into a problem, either in that regard or in the other part of the Rush, or in the Rush and Daf Tes. Rafi and Ari and Noam and...
We said the reason that Joseph can't say the Rush's answer of Levi Dami was because he's physical to college.
I didn't speak that out. I'll do it again for the benefit of everybody. Okay, just to tag on to what I just said a minute ago. So what did the, according to my understanding, again, could be incorrect, but the way we're suggesting, and you know why I'm saying it, when the Rosh says Kemad L'snayu Dami, he didn't mean it the way the Rashba meant it. He didn't mean Kemad L'snayu Dami, and therefore the Halal is still Esrim. Well, Amal Me'esrim, as it may be. He meant Kemad L'snayu Dami, therefore it's not going to be good enough to be able to use the Klosh, and then be able to use the benefit of the tzel of the higher layer schach to be masking the lower, because I don't have anything to work with. If I have schach lamata, then I just don't have enough to sail for that schach. Then I can say close on the one hand and still reap the benefits of the higher level schach. On the other hand, to be masking the shear of the lower level schach. But if I have schach lamata, if I have to madras nai lamata, then it's zero. Zero, I can't make it into something because I don't have anything to work with. So if that's correct, why didn't Tosis say that? Why didn't Tosis simply answer that way? After all, Kamad Lasnayadami seems to be a valid svara in terms of the assault of the sugya. That's why there's only a next thing that we'll look at right now in terms of the case of Lamata Miyud. There's only a shayla by Hutzin, not by Mixas Chach. Mixas Chach is going to be a problem. So the answer is, with Tosis holds, I can use Klosh, and if I use Klosh, then I have new Schach. I create Schach Lamata. Klosh is now going to give the Hutzin the shame Schach. So that was the Rasho. You can't start Klosh if I don't have Schach to begin with. Tosis says, no. If I say Klosh, then I'll have the Schach, because I'll create the Schach out of the Hutzin. That will be its own Schach. So again, interesting machokas, whether if through Klosh I'm going to have Schach, can I say Klosh in order to have new Schach, and it won't be commandable Snaya, or do I say no, if it's not Schach to begin with, then I can't say Klosh to create Schach. That's what you brought in. So that's what Tosnit are different, two answers, and the Rush gave this answer. Again, it's all speculation. Did the Rush mean this? I don't know. But why am I saying it? Because the Rush on Daf Tes deals with the issue of Mitzdarev. And therefore, just to learn the Rush here like the Rajba would give us with a steer in the Rush. Because here the Rush is saying like the Rajba, and there he's still dealing with the issue of Mitzdarev. And the Rajba says, according to my approach in Rava, there is no problem of Mitzdarev at all. That's why I'm trying to revisit the Rush here and see Kamad Lasnai in a different way. And then you have this interesting machokis that emerges. Again, we'll have to see, maybe we'll have to revisit this and come up with a different way, but this is as we see it right now.
No, we're
changing
it and saying, it's not that we're not applying
Klosh
at all, it's that.
Right. The Rush
Klosh
has. That's correct.
You can't apply because of the issue.
That's right, right. The Kamad Lasnai prevents us from saying Klosh. Yeah. Okay. Yaakov, Ari, Noah. No, okay, good.
Yeah. According to the Rav Tam's understanding of like why Mitzdarev is an issue, because Chatz not possible, according to him, why do you need Klosh? Because it could be one entity and still be kosher.
No, there's two things have to happen. Two things have to happen. Klosh is necessary because otherwise, if some of the schach is in the wrong place, then it's all no good. In other words, if some of the schach is in the wrong place, then it can't work. It's not pshat, some of the schach. If it's one piece of schach, then you would assume the entire schach has to be positioned correctly. The klosh allows us to say no, but the bottom part is distinct and separate from the top part. It's not enough sail. So for that, you can be mashlim at the top.
So even though it's inherently kosher, the fact that it's...
Yeah, because, right. Because if it's in the wrong place, it can't... The bottom line is you can't... It's inherently kosher in terms of the nature of definite, but it's still... You're not going to be yotzei sukkah if it's l'mal
nes. The Rosh was understanding broken and miskin from our narrative. What's changing from the Havamina where we're trying to say Klosh and trying to solve all the issues to the Maskan? Is he like rejecting the way we understood Rabbah that you need, that it's like Mikshachas, you need the whole entire thing in a Makom that's worried to see it? Because now he's seemingly saying there's no way to this Havamina.
You know,
where
this is,
from?
Yeah, so where does it show? This is, I want to go back to the Tosafot days. I know Rafi brought it in a few days ago. Mamish, at this point, I'm at Tzarchi and I was going to wait, maybe I'll have a Yishuv for it later, but I don't know. The Tosis on that base to me is a Tzachin right now. Go back to that Tosis on that base. Maybe we'll wait till after the Sugya. But go back to that Tosis, and then Mamish, after learning this, like, you have to know what to do with that Tosis. Yeah. Okay, we'll go back to it at the end, after everything. Just, you know, keep that in mind. That's Tosis on that base. When we didn't learn at the time, we didn't know what we were talking about. So we said, wait for that Dalit. Let's do the next part of the Sugya, then. Okay, let's go with Dira Srucha, and then maybe at the end of everything, come back and see what the Tosis that day. Okay. Next case in the Gemara. We read it first, but read it again. What about Haisagvo Yutvachi? Okay, it's very hot in here, I think. All right. You'll confirm for me. Okay. Haisagvo Yutvachi. The Sukkah was 10 Tvachim, which is technically still good. That's the Shir. However, Hutzin Yardin Letochiyot, Now you have these tips of the stach that are going, descending down into the ten tefachim space. Savar Abayi Lameimar. So Abayi wanted to say, Im chamasim misilasam ksheva. So Abayi wanted to say that if the hutzen are not creating sufficient sail, which is counting as schach, ksheva. Look at Rashi. Hutzen shel schach v'shein atuyin, that's before. Savar Abayi Lameimar. The chihecha, the begova lo mimati, lehachshir. Now Rashi does something interesting here. In explaining Abayi's Shita, that if the hutzim that are below ten tvachim are chamasa miruba, it would be kosher, Rashi explains that Abayi is working off of the case before. Just as we had in the case of the hutzim going down the tochaf, where if they're chamasa miruba and the sukkah remains pasul, they're not nemayet the hachshir. So did Abayi think that if they're going down within yud tefachim, they are not going to be nemayet to create the psul? Now l'chora ma'inyan zelazet. So this is totally in how you understand the earlier case, in the earlier din. L'chora it's mamish tied into everything we've been discussing. What's the pshat in the earlier din? Why, if the hutzin are going within chaf and chamasa meruba, do we say that it's pasul? So, according to Tosus, so one mahalchit Tosus is, what does Tosus hold by us? What's the reason? A simple answer. Because mitzdav schach pasul by schach kasha, because schach amal michaf is schach pasul. And the only time that you wouldn't have the problem is if you have enough sail below. So then you don't say mitzdarf schach pasul by schach kasha because you have enough in the schach kasha. But if you don't have enough in schach kasha, then the problem is mitzdarf. So it comes out in this halacha by Yordan Latochaf, there's nothing to speak to anything that has any relationship to what Abayi is talking about right now. Halacha is based on mitzdarf. If you go with the other pshat of Avinu Tam, so now why is it pasul? You can be mashlim with the amount of umala. So the answer is not so pashut. Who says you can be mashlim? Look at the Gemara in Erevin. So there's one lashon that says that you could, and one lashon says you can't. So Tosfos suggests in Erevin at the end that maybe our Gemara in Lav Pasul is based on what? It's based on the Shita that says Lishna Kama that Sukkah is pasul. The reason it's Gzeira Drabana. Again, so there's not, is anything in that halacha that speaks to the issue over here by Abayi that the roots are going within ten tefachim, any connection? The other answer of Tosis is because you don't say kosh because everything is so intertwined, so you can't say it's all going to fall down. Again, so what's the sheiches? So what's Rashi doing here? Why is Rashi bringing in the earlier Gemara? No, so here we had the pshat that we just suggested in the Rush, and that already would help us. What did the Rush say? So we touch the Rush. Why did the Rush add those words? The Rush would say it's pasul because whatever we're saying in Tosis. What does the Rush hold? You don't need that. I have another answer. Better answer. In other words, the reason why it's pasul is because it's commandless nayodami. You don't have anything to say kosh off of. Right? Now, according to the Rush, so you already see in the first case, in the case of Hutzin Yom Tochaf, you already see a Yisod called Kimandu L'Snayu Dami. That's why I'm not pasul. So Abayi says, just like over there, the Hutzin that go down within Chaf, the reason why it's pasul, it's Hamas movement, is because Kimandu L'Snayu Dami, and that's why I don't say close, that's why we're in the Rush. So too over here, I would say Kimandu L'Snayu Dami, and the Sukkah is Kash. That is a way that you can connect it. There's another way that you can learn Kamadu Snayu Dami in the first case. Not the way the Rush had it, but the way that the Rajba had it. Namely, that we're going Maskanasa Gemara, that the issue is about the Chalal Sukkah Tanan, and the problem is, if it's a Malmi Esrim, if the Chalal is Malmi Esrim, it's a problem. And the question is, have you filled that Chalal, so now it's not a problem, Chalal Malmi Esrim, or have you not filled the Chalal? And that's exactly the question. So if you tell me that the Hutzin, the going Lamata Michaf, and they are chamasa meruba, and it's still pasul, that means I still have a halal of a problem. That you have not filled that gap, and therefore it's pasul. So now, Abaye says, the same way it's true in that case, so too over here, if the chutzin are going within 10, so the space is still here. You have not taken away the halal of yud, so I have a perfect sukkah. So that's a direct connection to the earlier Gemara. So l'chora, according to Tosfos, l'mashal, Abaye Sava L'Meimar is not based on before. It's a new halacha, a new case, and Abaye thought that I would say over here that the chutzin k'matir l'snar dami and the sukkah is kasha. Is there anything before that spoke that issue? No. It's Abaye thought, basically, to learn this way. But if you understand that the earlier halacha is based on k'matir l'snar dami, either the way that we want to say in the Rush, that's why I can't say klosh, or the way we're saying in the Rajba, that it's a function of halal sukkah tanan by lamal me'esrim, and outside issue of halal of yutfachin, and so the issues are obviously linked, and that's the mashmos of Rashi l'chor. The mashmos of Rashi is which way? The mashmos of Rashi is like the Rashba. Rashi's and Rashi anyway. We medayik the Zeruah is medayik in Rashi that he's going the maskanas haGemara because the way Rashi said earlier when Rashi talked about how much what is it that you're counting. Rashi says, if you would have chamas, if you would have tzilasa meruba earlier, in the case of lamata mechaf, that the uchna going lamata mechaf, so what did Rashi say? That if tzilasa meruba, then Rashi says, the lashon is, in Rashi, that we are what? We are counting, what does Rashi say? Yeah, with the lashon of Rashi was, the manina on what? Esrim. I mean manina esrim. That means Esrim is good or not good?
Good.
So how you say Esrim is good? Why? Because Halal Sukkah Tanan. So up to Esrim, including Esrim, is fine. It's only more than, if it exceeds Esrim, it's a problem. That was the Orz Ruas Diyuk in Rashi. The Rashi is going a Maskanas HaGemara in Erevin. But it's not just from the perspective of the Cheshbon that it's going to be Esrim, but I think in the Lumbus too, because Rashi says, again, why is it kosher if it's going into Chaf and it's Tzilasa Meruba? Because we count Esrim and Mamata. Rashi should say better, because I have my Schach here. Because this is a new Schach. Rashi doesn't focus on a new Schach. Rashi says, because now I don't have Halal, that's more than Esrim. Because the issue is, maybe the Iker Schach is really above. But as long as the Halal is seen as being filled, because this is an extension of that Schach, so I need to say. So in terms of the etzem schach, the ikar schach remains the schach that's higher. But as long as what's below is considered to be tzilasa meruba, so it allows us to limit the halal that much, and therefore, manin and esem, hen omata, that's the focus. So the issue in Rashi is all about filling the halal, filling that space. So therefore, Rashi can say beautifully in the next Rashi, now by Abaye, that Abaye is trying to draw a comparison, just as by Golva, lo mimati lahachshir, when it was chamasa meruba, we weren't going to view that as eating up the halal. It's still going to be a problem amount of halal mal miasrim. So it is over here that it should remain kosher, because I haven't, if commander l'snayu, so commander l'snayu is playing out in both cases. This is pasha that I learned in the Gemara. So what did Rava say? Rava disagrees with Abaye. On what grounds? Amalei Rava. This is an inferior, spoiled dwelling. You can't have this. Why? This is classified as a diras rucha. If the hutsin are coming down, even though the chamasa meruba, and in adam darb diras rucha. Here there's no Rashi. Exactly what does Rava mean? What makes this a diras rucha exactly? What is the nature of the problem of diras rucha? Seems to be at least two ways to teach it exactly. In the Ritva versus the Meiri, the Ritva explains it in what way? Let's see how he puts it. He says in Abaye, he points out, by the way, what we spoke after in the Ran. When Abaye said Kshera, he only said in what case? In Hutsin. What would be if Mixas Chach L'mala, Mixas Chach L'mata Miyud? and the mitzvah schachim matavir is chamasa meruba. Would Abaye have said in that case that would be kosher? No, because in that case, clearly, I have minimized the halal to be now less than, even though that part that's below your tefachim is chamasa meruba. But l'maisa, what is it that you have there, l'mata meyud? What is it? Schach. If schach is there, even chamasa meruba, that takes away halal of the tefachim. That's how the Ritva begins. We saw that in the Ran, so says the Ritva. There for sure be pasul. But what did Baya think? The Sava, the Shiny, Hani Hutsin, Him Noflin Lamala. And it's, again, it's a commander less Nayu, as he says. And therefore, just as before, it was not Lo Chashivi, so too over here. What did Rabbi counter? He says, Shiny Hacha, the boy Chalal Yud, Panui Mischach. You need to have Chalal Yud that is cleared away from Schach. Available space. The Lahav Yudiris. The mitzvah is, you can't wish it away. You can say lam this all you want, but the space is not clear. It's not panui. And that makes it dirisvuch. And it goes on to, in terms of the extent that there's a problem. It says it's even b'di'evet. We'll see about that separately. Pashtas, that's the pshat. It's a din pasul b'di'evet. That's the lashon of the Rach as well here. But what is the definition of srucha if the space is not clear? Kamadu Asnai was a nice svara in Lamdis, but Lamaisa, the space is not clear. You need a dirasrucha, a new svara. In the Me'iri, this is a different part. That's in Me'iri, right? What's the fact that you are going to get poked by these tips of the branches. You're going to get poked by it. It doesn't say, oh, because you need to have the space that's panui. It's just because they're going to injure you and aggravate you. It's a different part. What?
At least at the end of the ship is fine.
Yeah, why is he saying?
You're going to be only an airspace of 10. You need not be bothered, so 7-12
because, yeah, that could be the sukkah. That part could be the sukkah. Yeah. What, the ritual would disagree? I have to know.
It says you need airspace of 10.
Yeah, but if you have the airspace of 10 within a space of Zion or Zion, maybe that could still be the sukkah. I don't know. I didn't address that point. You have to know what would be in the rest of the sukkah. That your sukkah called Pesel, your Tzimet sukkah. You have to know. But Lamaisa, the problem in the Me'iri is the fact that the Hutsin are going to, you know, they're going to aggravate you. Lamaisa, there's a Tosis later on Daf Yud on the days. I think you looked at it. Gemara talks about Noi Sukkah that are hung in the Sukkah, and they all kinds of things they used to use for Noi Sukkah, foods and things like this, and talks about whether it's the might, the sheer sukkah. So the Gemara says it depends if you're talking about the width or you're talking about the height. So it says, Itmar, no sukkah, ein mematin the sukkah. Then Rashi says, minatzad mematin. The top of the Gemara, I think, three or four lines in the top. That's the Gemara about no sukkah being mematin. So what does it say? Ein mematin the sukkah. What does it mean, mematin? Gabi what? So Rashi says two things. You have the din of chaf, and you have the din of yitfachim. So in both halachas, ein mematin. Meaning, ein mematin, says Rashi, begvoa es me esrim lachshira. So now if you have noi sukkah, and now if you go from the ground up to the noi, it's not going to be lamal me esrim. Have you been machshir the sukkah? Answer is no. Why? Because that's not schach. It's not minischach, and therefore it would be still pasul. Rashi says, furthermore, it would also be not minmaid l'posla, mishabchus ha-miyud. In other words, if it's Yud Tvachim exactly, and now that you have the Noi Sukkah hanging, now it's less than Yud. So Rashi would say, the Gemara would be saying, that it's not Mimayit, and the Sukkah remains Kasher. In fact, Tosfos, why we say that it's not Mimayit, when it remains Kasher at Yud Tvachim, Maishna from the Sugi here by Hutzim. Meaning, according to Abaye, fine. But according to Rava, we have a problem called Dira Serucha. So why wouldn't we have a problem with Dira Serucha in the case of Noi? That's Tosis Kasha. So it's Tosos, the low dummy, in the middle of the Tosis, he quotes Rashi, the low dummy, lo Hutzim, Yardin, lo Toch, Yod, the Paslin, lo El, Misham Dira Serucha. And for Tosis, the shiny hacha, de Lenoi, Asuyin. What does Tosis mean to answer? What makes this better? The Lenoi Asuyim. So, L'chor, if you ask me, what would you do? Let's go to Me'iri first. Where is this easier to hear distinction? Gosh, this Me'iri, right? Because Hutzin is special, the special problem, the Hutzin there, they're sharp, they sting you, whatever they bought. But it doesn't have that same problem. Maybe it's, so you think maybe it does. Yeah.
You wanted it.
Because you want it. You chose to put it there. You're saying a different part. You think you put it there. Rafi?
It seems to be kind of like the Neri's on the Gaber, taking the person. Like you're going to get poked just to mean.
Okay. And Noi? Does Noi poke you or doesn't. You want it?
The original saying is like, no, the ethnic circuit has to be open up. So it doesn't matter.
Okay, so the Meiri's easier. For the Ritva, then would Tosis be holding, but does Tosis mean that? Does Tosis mean that? Tosis is thinking like the Ritva, and then he's giving a Teretz even within the Ritva. The Ritva says you need to have space that's available. It's empty. It's taken up. The space is taken up. Yeah?
I kind of would say the opposite almost.
Go ahead.
Like, according to the theory, it's like physically it's hitting you, so like, it doesn't matter if it's air conditions or it's leaves, it's in your face, so like you don't like it. Whereas according to the Ritva, it's, you need clear out space because like you want place to live, you want it to be clear, but
okay.
You put decorations there, like you like that it's there, even though...
Okay, if you're saying a good svara within the Ritva, let's start with that. The Ritva is saying you need space that's panui, but what does that mean, panui? Panui from, because it has to be available for use in the sukkah. But noi, that's part of the ishtamshus of the sukkah itself. Hagufa, in other words, when you're using the noi, you put noi because it gives you the pleasure of feeling at home and feeling good. So that gufa is part of the hishtamshes. The point of the Ritva saying empty space is that the space has to be available for living. But part of living is using it. So that's the usage. So that I would say that would be what Tosis would mean. I mean, Tosis doesn't say much, but the words. The Lenoya Suya, in other words, Tosis is going at Derech HaRitva. And he's answering the kasha by saying Lenoya Suya. So that becomes the usage. That's what I'd like to say to us. And what about according to Meiri? So you have to know. According to the Meiri, it's worse or it's better. It could be that it's obviously better because it doesn't affect you, doesn't poke you, and then Tosis didn't even ask the Kasha there. He only asked according to the Ritva. Or you're going to have to find some other answer. Maybe it does affect you. I happened to look at the Meiri there. Believe it or not, he does ask the Kasha. So it sounds like there is some concern of being Mitzayir you there too. The Meiri asked the Kasha on that Gemara. Noi sukkah yordan l'toch asar eim matin shanoi shalem afkia shem dira srucha mehem. Lashon HaMeiri. What is he saying? Hanoi shalem mafkia shem dira srucha mehem. The noi is mafkia the shem dira srucha. Like he compensates, you can't go dira srucha if you have noi. What does he mean exactly? First of all, apparently to ask the kasha would suggest that there is some kind of a concern that you're going to get hit by it, whatever. Otherwise, there'd be no kash. But what does he mean exactly? Now, there's a small tshuva sarashba, short tshuva sarashba, chilek aleph of tshuva sarashba, simen nun vav, short tshuva, she'ela, she'alta od, hada tana hasam noy suka e mata de suka maishna mehutsin, yardin le mata me asar de mipsula mishim dira srucha. Again, he holds Mifsila. The Hachinami in Toleba Parchile Anavim. He spells out what the Kasha is. Dira Srucha. Here too. In Toleba Parchile, in examples in the Gemara, Parchile Anavim, Mushmanim, Mesilatos, foods, oils, flowers. Koshkein Shei Dira Srucha, Shebegadav Nifsadim. Shebegad of nefsad, your clothing will get ruined. I guess it's such a small, cramped area. If it's a bigger area, you're not going to go right under it. It's not going to fall down on you. Fall down on the floor. Whatever extra flour and stuff. V'lo chilku beinoyin l'noyin. We don't find, well, yeah. It's only talking about annoyed, not like that. It's not annoyed. So he's asking the kasha specifically because he identified a particular concern of noy sukkah that makes it not habitable. An example is that he gives. He has to try to find exactly the problem case of noy that would be make it to give it to Rizvucha. What is the answer? Tshuva. Koshu annoy eno sirachon. The koshu sirachon eno noy. They're mutually exclusive. Sirachon means smelly, spoily. Right? That's the Russian, sirucha. The im bal hasukah kach bahen, mi eskika la'atra b'kach. If he's disgusted by it, who asked him to put it up? The eno doma luhutsin hayordim imeilu l'matam yasa danan sahadi, the nafsu kach bahen. You mean there you can ask, also he put it up. Maybe he just... But he says, Anansad Nafshu Katsman, don't talk about it. Anansad Nafshu Katsman. Here, if he put it up, obviously it's not Nafshu. It sounds like a subjective point. I don't know if that's what the Meiri means. Mafkia Shem Dirasrucha. Not clear. But again, Shani Atzmi, I would say Pshat Tosus himself is the Tosus was going out there, Chavitva. That the issue is you need to have space that's available for use, but when you're using it for Noi, that's called using it. So the space is considered used. So this is what Rava comes back to Abayi with. Now, what does this mean in terms of the halacha of ten tefachim? L'chora, according to Rava, technically you have walls, you have tefanos, you have a height of ten tefachim, and you have the hutzin that are chamasa meruba, but l'maisa, they take away space. On one level, it's commanded a snayu, but on the other hand, you can't avoid it there in your face, and it takes away space, and that's dira shvuch. So, the question that's asked by many achronim, it's more to get a daf hey, but we should speak it out now. The Gemara has a whole shaka v'taya rei on daf hey to try to understand how we know the shir of yitzvah. Where do we know that sukkah has to be yitzvah? What's the marker? The Gemara brings all kinds of psukim to try to show that a machitza has to be a sarah. And the reshus that the sukkah has to be enclosed by is up to what's called the shear of the reshus. And the reshus has to be circled, has to be encircled and enclosed. And that goes up to 10. So it could be from the perspective of the tefanos, it could be from the perspective of the schach. Another way to look at another yafus that the Gemara brings, that schach means it's sochich over an area of yitzvachin. So if it's less than yud, there's a chesaron in the either in the machitza that's enclosing the sukkah or in the schach that has to be mesachich over. But that seems to be the thrust of the Gemara in terms of yitzvachin, hilchus machitza. No, here you have in Rava, seemingly another point. Point is dira srucha. Now, lemaisa, in terms of our Gemara, you could say, well, machitza, you have. Machitza, you have your proper machitza. Except that there's a secondary problem of dira srucha. Now you can wonder, but if you have this dira srucha problem, so then why do you need the other halacha? Like, what's the tzira fear? Like, there's two separate svaras. No, are you going to say, is this a halacha drabana? Is it meyo drabana? And that's a din d'oraisa. Assuming there's a din that it's pasul, that's the pashtus, the ritva, and the Rabbi Elchanan says it's pasul. So if you tell me it's only a psul derabanan, then of course there's a nafkamina, the other halacha tells me it's pasul derais. Yeah, Ari.
You need to say one
of
the Rabbana. Maybe you could also just say that the whole point of that we require 10, and the chitzos of 10, I mean, it's all going to be seen.
Well, again, that's the maskana. Before that,
So the whole reason that we require ten tefachim is that it's not going to be a mechitza if it doesn't create, if it's not able, it's not able to create a dira that is not.
I hear where you're going. Okay, let's hold it. We'll come to it. Let me see it from anyone else. We want to say maybe the two are coming together. I hear. Maybe we'll suggest this. I have to know. The Achronim did not assume that way, but maybe there's what to say about it.
Clarification. What's the problem with the dearest circle? What's the inherent issue?
So I want you to elaborate on your question a little bit.
Meaning, if it's if it's not being mimayid sukkah, it's not a problem of any sort of shear. So what's the problem?
Where have we seen that svara in Rishonim so far?
In the Mishnah.
You'll get to the Bratanura, but I went to, where have we seen a shear?
We saw in the
halacha,
you can't have a sukkah in a place where you're going to be concerned about people coming in, you're not going to be able to sleep.
We had something in Iran. Does anyone remember?
In the close was
that. Yeah. The question of a sukkah that doesn't have what? No,
yeah.
Chanan Kugusha Tanigolin.
Yeah.
And there was Lashon Dirasrucha.
Not
Dirasrucha,
but
close. There was a Lashon Dirasrucha that we had in Iran. You don't remember this we had in Iran? So I think this is what you're thinking about. The Ran had an explanation for why you can't have a sukkah. That even the Gemara talks about the shear sukkah. And Abaya attributes a particular shear to a particular svara. Remember this? Beit Shammai? Beit Shammai holds you need what? Zayin Tvachim, al Zayin Tvachim. Supposed to be Roshim Veshulchano. The Sila says suffice with Rosh HaVerubo, Vav. And Abaya says, what's the basis for this Shammai? Abaya does Zayin and Beis, what's the reason? He's one of those Diras Kama. No, but the Chora, if we don't, is it possible for us to hold the Zayin al Zayin, even if it's not based on Diras Keva? What did the Ran say there?
It
could be Diras Rucha, even for us. The Vigan, we can accept it because even if you're Diras Arai, the Imam says the Ran, but without that, it'll be Diras Rucha. So it means that there's a standard for Dira, even if you're Diras Arai, but it has to be qualifying him for that. So that's what the Lashon Aran, that the, you know, that it's it can be even less than Dira. You have to have a Dira, Teshru, it has to be. You have to arrive at a Dira, so there has to be some kind of a habitable arrangement, something that you can say that's normal to live in. So what kind of a svar is it? The Torah said, so it could be it's a Dindo Raisa then. Again, but then the question is, so what do you need the halacha of Ten Tfach Mitzad Machitza?
How do we define it otherwise?
Like,
are you just
going to
pick a side? Like, how do you define
it? We'll come back. So now, this you mentioned the Bartanura. Now, there are Mefarshim, the Bartanura, but even Rishonim, you see this a few times, maybe in Rimu Lunil, but the Bartanura says on the Mishnah, the She'ena Gvol Yudfachim Surah, the Dira Suruchahi, Ve'ena Dem Darbi Dira Suruchah. Imamish quotes our Gemara in explaining the Mishnah. The Tosus Yantif, his critiques is masig on the Bartanura. He quotes the Bartanura. Pirsha Rab the Dira Suchi. He hoka chafil he gavoa miyud el shuts and yordan toch yud. I've got the chmas and shuts and meruba. And maybe they're not in my kamash. What the Mishnah Dira Suchi of Sura? Says the Tosis Yantif. Very good. That's Gemar Dav Dalet. However, Avo, the Inyan Shir Gova Yud Atzmo, Hamaskinan the Gemar Dav Heim Beis, and the big thing of Sugistra Meir, then the Yafin HaMikruvim, Shabbat Mishkan, and it brings the Yafusis from the Gemara later. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Helchsa Gemira La, Lach Moshe Mishinai, that the basis for the Mishnah is not because of the Yerushalucha, it's because of the Helchsa Mishinai, or because of the Yafusis from the Sukkot. It could be there's two dinim. You have to know, if there's two dinim, there's two different reasons to Pasuk. So then if there's two different reasons, so why? What does each one contribute to the other? Why is it Nafgamina? And this is where Achronim, Yeshua, and others try to figure out maybe Nafgaminas. What Ari was trying to say before, maybe to come back, maybe there's not a steer. Maybe the, again, we have to test this out, but maybe in terms of Dira Srucha, you wouldn't know what, you know, maybe technically at 9 Tvachim, you know, it's okay, you can manage, you can give an 8 such, it's a good cramp, okay? But like, it's only once we know there's a halacha of mechitza asara. Now we can now plug into that situation, to that halacha, objective halacha mechitza, that has to be all habitable. It has to be with a feeling of dira. But it's only because we also know that there's a shira asara. That's what you were saying, right? So now there's a din that it shouldn't be a dira srucha of asara. But if I didn't have the makar from Machitza Sasara, then I don't know if I would decide that this is the cutoff. Maybe 9 Tvachim. Now I have an objective halacha of Shira Sara. Now there's another. Now we can bring into bear that that has to be with a sense of dira. The entire yud tefachim that we say is, has to enclose the sukkah has to be with a sense of dira. Therefore, the hutzah are not going to be a problem. But maybe it depends of the halacha of mechitza. Maybe I would not be able to come up with this halacha. And but the Rav Zinur argues in this. Rav Zinur says that the reason for the mishnah is based on dira siluchim. Yeah.
Why can't we answer that? I mean, we can't answer just Dir Srucha by Rabba, and we would need all these limudim to teach Yud by a case where it's the Funashan and the Bias and Stas.
No. So
again, don't you need a Sarat Tfach?
No. So that's a separate. I'll see another base. If I have Tfanos that are 10, then I'm a Gius Lischach. So if Nischach is, as long as it's not Mal Yasrin, it's Kasher. The Tfanos don't have to reach the Schach, but as long as the Tfanos aren't enclosing an area of Asara, that's Kasha. Now, you could learn that in two different ways. You could learn that because good Asik, I imagine that the Mechitzas are going up, or even without good Asik, we'll have to see Machokas about that. But clearly, you don't need the Tfanos to go all the way up, as long as it encloses the Rishus. Rishus means Ad Asara is considered a distinct Rishus. So the entire Rishus has to be enclosed. Okay, but why do I need that Halach? Typically with the halacha of Dira Srucha. Again, maybe they're nafkaminas, or maybe...
You wouldn't be able to say Dira Srucha, because what's the Dira Srucha about that? What's Dira Srucha about having nine walls?
You're saying, what if you had a wall of nine, but the schach is much higher? So technically, it's not Dira Srucha, because you have plenty of space, but the etz and the tfanas are not ten. It's a separate halacha, the machitzos. Okay, you have a nafkamina. Okay, could be. But you have to come on to these nafkaminas, that's the question, you know. Who else? I'm not going to do this now, maybe we'll do speak it out tomorrow. Let's start on the Rambam, just to see the Rambam. The Rambam is a big chiddush. There's two Rambams. One Rambam goes back to the sugya of Omar Mechaf, but let's just start on the Rambam on Dira Srucha. The Rambam is interesting because in the Rambam, everyone is implicitly or explicitly being masig on the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the din of Dira Srucha, but in a very unusual way. You guys have the Rambam. In Perikei, the Rambam talks about Hilchos Schach. So the Rambam starts by saying, "In Halacha Aleph, Aschach Shel Sukkah Eino Kasha Mikol Davar. Not anything can be used for Aschach." This is in distinction to Tfanos that the Rambam talked about earlier. Tfanos can be anything. Eim Aschachin El B'Davar Shegiduav Min Haaretz Shenekar Min Haaretz Ve'Eino Mekabel Tuma. But Rambam adds, those are the basic two criteria that we're all familiar with. The Rambam base now is adding the following based on the Gemara later. On Daf Yud Gimel, you base on Beis Yud Gimel Mid Aleph. Ve'ein Reicho Ra, ve'ein Nosher, ve'ein Noble Tamid. Another thing the Rambam adds is that you cannot have schach from something that has a bad odor, or something that's constantly dripping down. And he continues, and he says, Sichich b'davar she'ein gidula min ha'aretz ob mechul bel ha'aretz ob edav shem kapu tuma. That's the first criteria that he mentioned, Halacha Aleph. So there the Rambam says Tzula. So there's a difference between the two halves of Halacha Aleph. The first part of Halacha Aleph that talks about the basic criteria of what the material is made out of, there it's ma'akeh b'di'evet. So if you would use something that's not gedulah min ha'aretz or mechubar or mekabel tuma, that's pasul. However, that which the Rambam wrote in the Halacha Aleph, that if it's something which is what? Which is reicho ra or nosher, that's not going to be b'di'evet. That's only chatchila. Avum avar v'sichech b'davar hanovel v'nosher avdav shecharak shera. That would be kasha. Shelo amru ein esachin be'elu el kadei shelo yaniach hasukah v'yetze. Now, the marker for this Rambam is the Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. Abaye, the Gemara talks about on the days and the days, Amar Yehuda, hanishushi u'shvat v'y mesachin behu. These are types of mina yirakos, Rashi says. And you can use that for schach. because it's not considered an ochel, so it's not mekabotuma mistama. That's what it says. Rashi says it's not komaychel adam. Abaye says, wait a second, depends. Bishushi mesachin bishvatzri lo mesachin. What's the difference? My timer. The second thing he says, it's no good. Kevin the sari rechayu. Rashi says it's a bad smell. Shavik luhu benafik. So Abaye says one of the examples he just gave is not good for schach because of the smell, which is going to cause you to leave the sukkah. Then you have a similar thing again. Another example, Amar Avchana Barav, a top of Yud Gimel, Hani Hizmi Vihigi Misachin Behu. Again, Rashi says these types of bushes. Hizmi Vihigi, Mine Sneh. Abayi says, Hizmi yes, Higi not. Why? Kimi the Nasri Tarfayu Shavag Lavinafik. That means that their leaves are constantly falling down and you end up leaving the sukkah. So you have two examples that Abaye says you can't use. One example where the smell is going to cause you to run out of the sukkah, so you can't use that for schach. Second example is where the dripping of the leaves is going to cause you to leave the sukkah, and therefore you can't use it for schach. And the Rambam is codifying this over here. Is it b'diavad pasul? No. The Rambam makes it clear it's only l'chatchila. Guess what the Rambam does right after this? Right after quoting these two halachas, what does the Rambam bring in? B'tzarech li'zaher. B'tzarech li'zaher. It's a chumrah. You should be careful. Shelo yuhutzin v'olin shel schach yordim v'tok asar tfachim k'dei shelo yatzer lo v'yishivasa. Should that, it should not translate. Yatzer lo probably in two different ways. Yatzer means what? Milashon what? What? Yad Selo, to make you confined, Tzar Liyamakom, right? Right? Meaning in terms of being cramped, or Milashon Yad Selo, Yad Selo, it'll be uncomfortable, they aggravate you. Yeah, both work in the words. But what do you see in the Rambam? Something fascinating. That this halacha that Rava is telling Abaye, this is the makkah for the Rambam, seemingly this gemara. So the Rambam brings the halacha that Rava argues on Abaye and says diras srucha in the formulation of a tzarech li'zaher. And he says it after mentioning those two examples that, remember, Abaye himself, that happens to be Abaye in those cases, says you can't use pesach. So we have to know the implications of this Rambam. Clearly, Rishonim disagree. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of Diras Rucha, of Hutsin, Tafresh Lamid Gimel, Siftes, Haisa Gavah Me'asara, V'Hutsin Yordin L'toch Asara, Afilu Mechamasim Mitzilasim Psula, Avu Mehanoi in Yordin, Einem Posling. But Noi is not Pasling, but Hutsin Pasel. This is what the Ritva says against the Rambam. This is what we in Chananel's Mashma. And the Rambam, for some reason, seems to assume it's just a tzarech li'zaher. And notice the context of the Rambam. So look at the Nosi Kalim for tomorrow. Look at Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar. If you can, I have to put it in the Ramakom. Let's take a look there. Understand what the Rambam is doing here. How did the Rambam understand this halacha? Again, we'll talk more about Diras Rucha, and then I want to come back to the other Rambam also. It had a dalid back to the Indian of Ramal Mechav, and then the Tosos of Davdeis. And we'll finish the sugya of Hashem. We'll go on to the next video. Thank you.